Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Kirsika Saari from Finland, who is presenting her film After the Reunion in the Future Frame Strand here in Karlovy Vary. So thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you. It's very, very nice to be here.
Right, so the first question is kind of the obligatory question. Would you like to tell our listeners a little bit about your movie to start us off?
My movie is After the Reunion, and it's about a woman in her 50s who wakes up after a class reunion in a wrong bed.
Right, and why this story? What interested you about it?
I think that our relationship to aging is really contradictory. So I wanted to tell a story about that. And class reunion, you know, it's a place where you kind of meet your old self. So it was a good starting point for a film.
Can you elaborate on your aging is contradictory, a reaction to aging is contradictory statement? What do you mean by that?
Well, we praise aging by saying that life experience is good, and when we grow older, we are like more ourselves, and aging is deliberating and fun, etc. And, you know, and at the same time, at least women, they are fighting against aging, and they are, nobody wants to look any older.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so that's the... So I find that there it's a funny thing how we kind of, we know what we should think about aging, and what we actually think about aging is not so simple.
Right, and in your short movie, you deal with this theme, which can be also described as a delicate theme, and inspired many filmmakers that I could think of. But in your movie, you use a mixture of drama and humor. What are the challenges of doing that?
Well, it is challenging, I must say. But because I didn't want to make fun of my main characters. I really respect them. So I didn't want them to be just funny, because I think that aging it's kind of painful. And it's funny because we're kind of ridiculous when we are chasing the eternal youth. And, you know, it's just suits the topic so well.
Yeah. Because, well, the female character actually seems to be a little almost trying to really ignore it by acting. We see even in flashback sequences by acting like she was in high school. So that's another element that shows, right?
Yeah, exactly. Because this is what happens to people when they go to class reunions. Mm-hmm. They kind of forget who they are now and start to act like they used to. And even there are like these bursts of romances, like, you know, this old flame coming back for a second.
It must be really weird, actually. I've never been to a class reunion, but you've been to class reunion. Was that where the inspiration of the movie came from?
Oh, no, it wasn't, no. But actually, both my mother and my sister, they met their husbands in a class reunion. So then they came to see my film, and we're like, so what is your story? And I was like, I'm sorry, this is just my imagination.
Maybe I should start going to my class reunions. Anyways, so let me ask you, obviously in this film, the actors do a really great job. And what are their names, first of all?
The actors? Yeah. Sari Sikander and Petteri Pennilä.
So how did you know them? How did you cast? Why did you cast them, and how did you work with them?
I had Petteri in my mind already when I was writing the script, so it was kind of written for him. And Sari is very... Sari Sikander, she's a great actress, and she's very well known in Finland, but she has been mostly doing musicals and very light comedies. Mm. So this was something totally different.
Really?
And she was really, really eager to do the film because...
She took on the challenge?
Yes.
And she was excited by it, I guess.
Yeah, she was really excited, and she commented the script while I was still working with it.
Yeah.
And she was kind of pushing me further, just like, be brave and, you know, don't be shy if you're writing and making a film about aging, yeah. So show it. And yeah.
There
so,
you go.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this question. It's a more general question, but I'm very interested to know, is there any prevailing themes that you're interested in talking about in your movies as a director?
In general, in other? Well, I have noticed that that I'm always interested in people who are trying to be something they are not.
Oh. Yeah. Let's make a movie about me.
Yeah, so there is always this element of tragedy and comedy at the same time, you know.
Tragicomedy.
Yeah.
So you're interested in people that are trying to become something that they're not, or maybe they're even convincing themselves that they're something they're not. And then they have these moments of realization. I guess it does happen in After the Reunion, too. That's true. And I'd like to ask you about your experiences here at Future Frames in Carlo Vivari. What's it been like so far?
It's been really wonderful because it's the films they have chosen to the program are really interesting, and the themes vary. So it's really interesting to meet all those new filmmakers. But also we have had these discussions with industry people and masterclass with Denis Coté, etc. So there has been lots of program and really interesting.
Lots to do, and also Carlo Vivari as a festival, do you like it? What's your opinion of it?
Oh, it's a perfect festival, as I see it. Yeah, the whole city is such a beautiful place, and everything is so well organized. And
the walls look like they're made out of candy to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways,
so I really love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, thank you very much for talking to us. It was a great pleasure, and I wish you all the best.
Okay, thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.